With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The makers of Roundup close in on a legal settlement for thousands of pending lawsuits.
Agrochemical giant Bayer has agreed on a proposed $7.25 billion settlement to resolve thousands of U.S. lawsuits over a popular weed killer. The complainants allege the company failed to warn people that Roundup could cause cancer. Bayer denies allegations that the herbicide glyphosate, Roundup's key ingredient, can cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but says the settlement gives the company a road to closure amid mounting litigation costs. I'm Jennifer King.
Civil rights leader the Reverend Jesse Jackson has died. He was 84.
Jackson was a protege of Reverend Martin Luther King and became a leader of the civil rights movement for decades after King's assassination in 1968. A two-time presidential candidate, Jackson led a lifetime of political crusades. He advocated for the poor and underrepresented on issues from voting rights and job opportunities to education and health care.
Correspondent Haya Panjwani reporting. Dollar Tree customers are noticing different pricing and are fuming.
That's because the chain is straying even further from its core price point, and customers don't like it. In recent years, $3, $5, and even $7 items have been popping up in the stores. Many consumers are annoyed by the inconsistency and unwanted surprises at the checkout register. CEO Mike Creedon said Dollar Tree had 3 million more households shop at its stores during its most recent quarter compared to the same time last year.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. A good day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 32 points, the Nasdaq rose 31, the S&P advanced 7, oil down 64 cents to $62.25 a barrel. This is SRN News. President Trump honors Susan B. Anthony.
The famous suffragette and pro-life advocate was born in February, and the president has released a statement calling her a, quote, true American giant and an unwavering advocate for the cause of human dignity. We recommit to the timeless truth she spent her life defending, that every human being is made in the holy image of God. Susan B. Anthony was born a Quaker in 1820 and spent her life advocating for a number of causes, including the end of slavery. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious people have weighed in on same-sex operations for kids. The poll comes from the Public Research Institute and finds that white evangelical Protestants are the group most likely to support state laws barring children from undergoing such procedures in order to live as the opposite sex. A total of 67%, but the numbers drop from there. This is SRN News. Stocks inched higher, correspondent Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks wobbled to a quiet finish on Wall Street, even as several individual companies made some big moves. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Tuesday. The index had been down almost 1% earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 32 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite also gained 0.1%. Paramount's Skydance rose 4.9%. Warner Brothers Discovery allowed Paramount to make its best and final offer to by the entertainment company.
Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Austrian prosecutors are charging a 21-year-old man who they say planned to attack Taylor Swift's Vienna concerts. Vienna prosecutors say he backed the Islamic State group online and shared its propaganda. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.